Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Mexa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And we have Yosef and Ali Husseini, BD Outdoors, Yosef the Realtor, and having a great time talking all kinds of stuff, real estate and fishing and good times here this morning. And technical issues with our telephone lines, but keep those texts pouring in through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Right, Ricky?
Yeah, there's great, great texts already coming through. We got a lot of great questions standing by, and we're going to continue to roll with those. If you want to do that, again, that's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. If you don't have it, this is a great time to do so. Totally free. You don't get any BS. It doesn't cost you a thing. Get it on your Apple or your Android device. Easy download. Just search Let's Talk Hookup. Not only can you text the show right now and talk to Yosef and talk to Ali, but also a great way to listen to the show. You can catch up with the archives. You can, you know, you can call the show from the app. Just lots of really cool information on that Let's Talk Hookup app. And one lucky caller, texter today at the end of the show is going to win a one-year fishdope.com membership. So a great prize today. Having a great time and lots of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's find out what's biting out there.
We got it today. The Catch Report sponsored by Summit Gasoline. How about this? Discount Everingham Brothers gift certificates. They have ice, fishing licenses, beer, soda, water, snacks, coffee, more, and most importantly, the best prices on gas and diesel. Summit Gasoline.
They were like $3.99 a gallon the other day. I mean, I paid $4.50 the other day. It's like Steve Pinard called me up. I was like, yeah, I just pulled into your station here and got $3.99. I was like, get out of here. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it is the best spot. The other nice thing about it is it's so easy in and out with the boat trailer. It's giant pull-through lanes. It's a killer spot. And for a limited time, you get 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum of a 35-gallon purchase. You heard that right. 100 pounds of free ice. There's no better place to get gas and load up on everything you need for fishing than Summit Gasoline. It's at the Sports Arena right in San Diego. Super easy to find right next to Chick-fil-A there. It's just a very easy spot to roll in and out of.
All right. Very good.
You're saving $25 a fill-up.
You're filling your boat up and getting 100 pounds of ice for free.
You're saving $25 on your fill-up. You're getting 100 pounds of free ice. You're getting full scoops of bait for the price of a half scoop. I mean, it's like when you're
no-brainer.
When you're done with your trip there, you're probably close, you know, $50 to $100 ahead of time just for rolling through and getting your fill there. Great.
Yeah. We want to thank them for their support too, because they really, that's what their thing is. They want to cater to the fishing guys. And
smart,
that's cool.
Especially
yeah,
where
for sure.
Located.
Yeah. Hey, let's go find out from our okay, nobody on the VIP line. So we had Mark, and we lost him. So let's go back
to. Let's not worry about this phone BS.
Yeah.
Well, we got a great text that came through for the boys. Why don't we finish what we were started? Doug and Claremont were talking about bucket list trips for Ali.
Yeah,
so
what does Ali have? You've been all over the place. Where's the bucket list, and what's the top, and what's the future?
Man, I want to go to New Zealand.
New Zealand.
Haven't
New Zealand's cool.
Yeah. I mean, catch a 100-pound yellowtail. Yes, please.
Yeah, totally.
Giant swordfish. You know, they like, it was funny. We caught that big swordfish in Florida. It was almost 500 pounds. The New Zealand guys are like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Good for you, man.
It's a decent one. Whatever.
Nice one, mate.
Yeah, I mean, they're like 700, 800 pounds of swordfish down there, and they catch them very regularly. That's high on my list, and I'll say it till the day I die, that trip to Australia on the Nomad, fishing the Great Barrier Reef, best trip ever.
That was best trip ever.
Best, I mean, hands down.
Now, is he still in business? Is he still doing that?
He's not doing the charters. The lure business has gotten so big, they basically sold out their charter operation. There's somebody else has taken over their book of business. Like, if you go there, they'll direct you to these new guys, and I guess they run a really good program. That is like, if I could do that once a year, I would. The travel is pretty brutal. Getting to Australia is the easy part. Getting to the north end of the Great Barrier Reef is like planes, trains, and automobiles and pongas to get that done. But surface fishing for weird crap that you've never seen before, you see every single bite. Every fish that we caught there, except for the ones we trolled up on the DTX minnows, we saw. I mean, you're in 6 to 12 feet of water, and these big black blobs look like bowling balls running at your jig, you know, come out, smash it, and then you're catching stuff that's everything you caught was new for the first couple of days.
Did you guys do dogtooth tuna on that trip?
We did. We caught some smaller ones, like up to about, we landed them up to about 90 pounds, and then we lost some giants.
How do
and
those things pull
there's
compared
no
to like a, you know, a hands, bluefin or yellowfin? Like,
oh, it's not even the same league. I have never in my life seen anything take line off of a reel faster than a dog. And I'm talking about 800-pound blue marlin. Doesn't compare.
Wow. Come on.
There's, dude, we were you troll the edge of the reefs for the big ones with DTX minnows, and when you get bit, just like we do a lot of reef fishing in Mexico, you turn away from the reef and you gun it to try to pull them out. We were fishing on 80s with 50 pounds of drag at strike. And they would just peel line like you threw it in preschool.
Get out of here.
Wow. Here's the crazy part. When you turn away from the reef and start pulling on them, 65 pounds of drag, and they accelerate.
That's just crazy.
And people talk about, you know what real drag is like, right? 30 pounds, you can barely hold on to the rod. I mean, guys are like, oh, I fish 50. Yeah, whatever, guy.
No, you don't.
So stuff you can't, you hook and you can't, will you ever be able to land them? No.
They fight like wahoo. 2-3 just explosive, amazing.
And they're
runs,
right on the edge of the reef.
And they're done.
Okay.
So if they don't get over the reef and break you off, that's the whole key. And then once they're done, you got to whine like hell because the sharks
eat them.
There's those sharks on that Great Barrier Reef. They have these things called silver tip reef sharks. They were 4 to 8 foot piranhas. I've never seen anything like
really?
It. Dude, they would grab those barred Spanish mackerel, which kind of like a kingfish. 50 pounders. I remember the first one I hooked. I'm fighting it. He's jumping around. You see the sharks. They appear out of nowhere. This minute they sense that struggle. And I remember seeing three of these, like, 5 or 6 foot sharks at the same time, shoulder to shoulder, jump up and eat a 50-pound mackerel.
Come on.
I'm not even lined up like soldiers. Just everybody, one got the head, one got the middle, one got the back, and shredded it that fast.
Wow.
Dude, our underwater guy that shoots a Ben, that shoots all of our stuff on Local Knowledge, he used to do Shark Week stuff.
Uh-huh.
No fear. Well, he's a healthy fear of sharks, but, you know, he'll jump in with sharks all day, every day. And he grew up in the Keys, so they're just part of doing business. And, I mean, we've got the signal. This is I'm okay, and this is get me out of the water. I'm doing hand signals over my head. But there was a few times he got in, and he said as soon as he jumped in, fins down, shoulders up.
Get me out of the water.
As fast as we can get him back out.
We're going to eat you.
Yeah.
Not a good place to swim.
Yeah, the saying that everything wants to kill you in Australia is so true.
Yeah.
I mean, everything there. Australia and Africa, man, I've been to both, and there is everything there pretty much wants to kill you.
Wants to kill you.
Yeah. That sounds great. Yeah.
Yeah, oh, really? Let's go to Australia. Yeah,
totally see what that's on your bucket list. That's going to be the kick
I want to do a scuba diving trip.
As long as you're on top of the reef in that 6 to 15 foot water, you're in a bathtub. It's awesome.
Right.
I've never seen more.
It's when you get off the edge.
Yeah, more 10 to 40 pound fish that you could swim with. I mean, right
so
in your
cool.
face. All these snappers and groupers and all that. Get off the edge of the reef. Negative. Not doing that.
Wow. Hey, all right. Let's try again. Our private motor buddy, Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. Will pick me up, Mark?
Yeah, I got you fine. That's fine.
We did it. We did it.
Yeah.
What's up, Mark?
How in the hell do you follow a story like Allie was just telling there where everyone wants to eat you? I mean, come on.
That's a good one.
Hey, great show so far. I've had a lot of fun listening to you. But
thanks.
So our first weekend of fall definitely came in with a bang, literally. Those big thunderstorms that rolled through here yesterday, man. That was what an incredible squall line that was. But as to our fishing, so we're seeing some seasonal change, the first hints of it. I've had more questions about squid catching and squid availability here this week than I had for the last 3 months during the summertime, and the short answer is a hard no. Nothing so far local here. But over at Catalina, still some pretty good signal on that yellowtail. Not every day. And not everywhere, but mostly backside west, frontside west a little bit. Around the Farnsworth there has probably been the better shot. And big baits, big fish, those bigger gray yellows. Love that mackerel, fishman, heavy tackle guys. And Ora Clemente, you know, a lot less coverage here this week. A lot of guys getting sidetracked with that tuna fish, and that's understandable. But still plenty of signal on the yellows on the front there. Persane, White Rock up to Steve's there, that whole sector on the front is a good one there. And offshore, of course, that tuna fish, oh my God, there's a couple different areas here that's developing. There's some school-sized fish showing up between Santa Barbara Island and the west end of Catalina. It's been hanging out there for, you know, quite a bit now, quite a while. Not real good biters, a lot of show and a little less go, but, you know, that's just bluefin being bluefin. Then another area that's developing just right outside the mackerel bank there, same thing, that school size fish, 20s to 60s, but quite a bit of it in there when it comes up. And then, of course, that big fish parade like you guys have been talking out there on the Tanner, I mean, that's the real story, the real deal, nothing short of fantastic. I mean, the pictures I've seen this week here are just, oh, my God. It seems like overall that grade's getting better, several 300-pounders, I think, this week. Amazing. And congratulations to my friend Brian and Ernie. They were out with Billy Kay yesterday and got their first cows, so they're all fired up. But along with that tuna fish out there on the bank, you know, you got the smaller stuff up in the shallows, the tanker grade over the edge. It, just talking to some of my friends that really know that bank, man, there's tremendous volume of fish there. So looks good. Hopefully that sticks around for months yet. And then also offshore, a little bit of marlin up around Santa Barbara Island. Good luck to you guys in the tournament. And we're seeing a little bit more signal on the swordfish starting to show up closer to home. Hopefully we get that good fall deep drop fishing, not so much last year, but the year before was really good. So hopefully we see another go round of that. So overall, our setup, man, it's looking good for another fine fall season here. It's shaping up just fine, guys. Time to go fishing.
Yeah, for sure. And fishdope.com, they have all the info. Danny and the boys, we talked about the maps and everything else earlier in the show. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space. Hook up now is your $20 code to have an absolute must in your fishing arsenal, and that's fishdope.com. And, Mark, how do we find you? All right. We know where he is.
Corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger, right next to the Chevron station in Huntington Beach.
All right. Very good. All right. Let's do we dare try Marcos from Seaport Sport Fishing?
Two for two.
Yeah. Come on, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
There he is. All right. Good morning.
What's up, buddy? It worked.
Yeah.
Well,
had some, you know, good fishing this week. A little lull in the middle of the week, especially for those full-day trips. Started off the week well. Struggled a bit during the week. You know, still only catching some bluefin on the full day there. But definitely picked back up yesterday. The San Diego on their full-day trip yesterday had 77 yellowfin, 3 skipjack and 2 yellowtail. Sea Watch on their full day had 14 bluefin and 12 yellowfin. So pretty good fishing overall there on this, you know, standing on Sea Watch on those full day trips, picking back up there. Those overnight trips, pretty consistent throughout the week there. Very good bluefin fishing, a little bit of yellowfin, skipjack, yellowtail. I think we even had a few Dorado earlier in the week there. So besides that little lull in the middle of the week, pretty much what we've been seeing for the last few months here, some nice variety of fishing, catching those bluefin, yellowtail, and other guys in there. Half day trip, mostly bottom fishing at this point, although they did have some good calico bass fishing yesterday afternoon. Only kept 3, but they released 25 to go with some bottom fish. So, again, about what you'd expect from what we've seen so far this year and the time of year there. So, definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Have our full schedule out there for those half-day trips. You want to get out there and do some bass fishing, some bottom fishing. Those full-day trips, fishing for those bluefin, yellowfin, yellowtail, or if you want to do a
So, Seaforth Sport Fishing, seaforthlanding.com, 619-224-3383. And glad we got part of Marcos there, for sure. All right, and that wraps up our catch report today, sponsored in part by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best fish processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, now with Fish Pros the market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked fish, jerky fish, all the good stuff, the spices, the rubs, the smoked cheese, and, of course, that tuna burger and that pokey kit. You got to have it. They are now open at their new location, and it's smoking over there. They are doing such a great job. And it's in Old Town on Taylor Street, and right across from the train station there. Call for details and order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And be sure to, if you're going on a trip, be sure to contact them either online or by phone and make your reservations and see if they can fit you in.
Yeah.
Because if you want the best, Fisherman's Processing
is
the place.
And you nailed it. It is a reservation-only deal right now. So if you're going on a trip, just make sure to get it in. I mean, it's just like Ali was saying, the fishing is just flat out that good. You know, I mean, they are at capacity. So make sure to hit those guys up. Sean and, you know, Sean and the whole gang, you know, everybody, Melanie, those guys, they just take such good care of you, but give them the opportunity to do so. Call them and they will work with you and vice versa.
Now, your private boat thing is going to be a little more challenging, I guess. That's what they're more challenged with the guys from there. So if you're going out to the bank, you're going to get some big ones, you definitely want to call them.
Just call them ahead.
See if they can make arrangements for get your private boat catch in there for sure, because they will take that if they can.
Yep,
for
sure.
And had an interesting text from a guy about a 1031 exchange for Yosef. He wants to sell his property here, and he's got a lot of equity, but he wants to move out of state. What's the story on that? Do you do that kind of stuff?
I'll initiate them. I use a 1031 exchange company, which you have to use now in California. So 1031 exchanges are only for rental properties, basically. So you can't exchange your main residence into another property.
Okay,
if it's your main residence, many times you can carry your, you know, cash from that over into your new home.
Right.
And I always recommend you talk to a CPA. Go over, everybody's tax situation is different. That's the best place to figure it out. 1031s are only for rent.
For rental property. So if you have a rental property and you want to trade it for something else, you avoid some of the taxes involved with that.
Yes, exactly. It's a tax deference, basically. If you want to buy, let's say you want to take your current rental property, let's say you have one in Point Loma, and you decide you're going to go buy four properties in Indiana, you can do something like that. And a lot of people are doing that right now.
Like income properties.
Income properties.
And you handle stuff like that.
I definitely do.
Yeah.
Right. We do that quite a bit. I'll sell them. I'll connect you with another agent. If, let's say, you're going to Indiana, let me know what city or area you're looking in, and I'll find you the top agent out there as well, get you connected, and seamless.
All right. Cool. And how do people get a hold of you?
You can give me a call, 619-277-2169, or text. You can also go onto my website, SoCalHomeEval.com, if you're looking to sell your home, and we'll get you a quick and easy home evaluation.
Pretty easy. I did it. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Just go SoCalHomeEval.com.
You got it.
That's it.
Yeah.
And you just go on there, no obligation. Give you an idea of what your property's worth.
100%.
Give you an idea of what you got to work with.
Exactly. It'll give you like a median value of what the homes are in your area. I mean, if you want to nail it down to within $1,000 or something, I can do that. You know, I just have to usually walk through the home. But go on to SoCalHomeEval.com, put in all your information. You'll get an email back within about 5 minutes of all the comps in your area, all the other comparable homes, and you get a really good idea of what range you're going to be in. And if you do want to move forward, I always follow up with an email after somebody logs on there. Just let me know, and I can set an appointment with you, come over, give you an honest evaluation of your house. I always try to under-promise and over-deliver on that, and we can get it up for sale and get it going.
Perfect.
So nice to work with just like a regular good dude, you know what I mean? Like
a fishing guy.
Yeah, you can just tell. I mean, you know right off the bat, some people are just like the, whatever. The
Chuck a jive.
Our sales guy, and it's just like, you're dealing with a major thing with a buddy, and it's just nice to know that.
And a knowledgeable guy.
Yeah, totally. Of course.
Smart, knowledgeable guy.
I like treating everybody like family.
Totally.
You know, I wouldn't want anybody screwing my mom or my grandma or anybody like that over, you know. And we see it happen a lot. Yeah. I look out for your best interest. Integrity is my thing. And I like to take care of people.
There's some shady people out there.
And it's there's so much to it, you know. There's just so much to it that just, you know, I'm a fisherman. I don't know. You know, I mean, there's so much inside stuff that you just have to, you have to rely on your professional to guide you through it. And that's the thing. Like, having the right guy is a world of it. Like, I know how to tie bimini twists and spectre connections. I don't know the inner workings of, you know, of everything else. So you just got to put your, you know, if you're in my shoes, you put your face in the right person, and that's why somebody calls Yosef.
Just wait, buddy. Wait till you get into escrow on that new place. I've been signing stuff all week.
Yeah. it never seems to end, does it?
Oh, dude, thank God for DocuSign. Like, I just click, I just sign, because I trust my brother, I trust my loan guy, and that is not my business at all. You want to know how to catch a fish, I'm your guy. You want to sell an ad, I'm your guy. You know, real estate, the amount of paperwork is absolutely terrifying. And then when you work for yourself, and I've got like 6 or 7 corps, it's a lot.
So Yosef, will you share your lobster secrets with people if they call you?
Sure. I'll share how to clean them. Yeah. I'm a great cook. Yeah. I can teach you how to cook them.
Yeah, how to cook them.
Come on over.
What are your bait? I mean, it's, all right.
No, bait's pushing.
Bait's pushing.
We'll talk about it.
I can tell you they're in the ocean.
They're in the ocean. Okay. Yeah. All right. Cool. All right. Hey, let's jump back in those texts.
You got it, man. Well, the texts are packed up. Again, if you want it, only available through the Let's Talk About. This is John from OB. Ollie, being influenced by Florida fishing, have you converted to fishing spinning reels?
Yo! I can very confidently say I can throw a jig as good or better than most people, and we have spinning reels on the boat every single trip. It's just, and I know Ricky's even kind of converted because he's so close to the tackle world, but to work certain lures, a popper, a stick bait, there's no better tool.
No question.
No better. Now,
wait a minute. I got to back up here. Ricky, have you been converted to a spinning reel?
Converted isn't the right word.
Have you been throwing them and using them?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. But, I just wanted to clarify.
Yeah,
things.
But yeah. But I am in full agreement that it is another tool for the job. I mean, I just don't own the caliber of reel that I like. And honestly, I mean, if you want to know the real reason, the fish that we've been fishing for these last couple of years, like what we really like to do with our boat has not been the type of fishing that's conducive to spinning reels.
Right.
You know, we've really been trying to take full advantage of this big fish. It's what Neil and I both are crazy about. It's the fishing that I like to do, and it just hasn't been lure casting fish. With that said, it is now a tool that's very appropriate to have. Whatever analogy you want,
fish on them, right?
It's the right club in your golf bag, whatever. Yeah. Like, there are certain scenarios where it's better. For us, most of the time, it isn't. But sometimes it is, and for that, yeah, why would you not?
For that foamer fishing where we're trying to get a small bait, a tiny bait,
right,
into some fish as far as we can cast it, there's nothing anybody's going to tell me that it's just the best tool for the job.
No question.
Take a 40-gram Colt Sniper. I mean, the bait that's about as wide as a pencil and it's 2 inches long, and with spinning tackle, you could still fish that on a 60 or 80-pound leader, an 80-pound Power Pro, and a rod that can pull on a 100-pounder. Try to cast that same lure on conventional tackle of similar size, and you cannot
can't get
do
it away from the boat. And you can't work a stick bait with even a bass rod. It's really difficult.
No question.
You know, and
popper fishing.
Big poppers, definitely. I like to use my jig stick for if I'm throwing them at bigger fish, but like the smaller, medium sized, you know, Chuck Norris and that kind of thing, spinning. It's just better. Now, when you mess up and hook a 150 pounder on it, it sucks. I mean, don't let anybody try to tell you can pull as hard on that spin gear. And I've seen all the guys, you know, from Asia and doing all that stuff. You'll never convince me. I mean, we've hooked yellowfin up to like 280. On a spin setup, and I mean, talk about big spin setup, you will not want to see another fish for a month after you do that.
Totally.
It is just back-breaking. But to get a bite, of it, like, I'm not using it for big fish necessarily, but for that run-of-the-mill 20 to 60-pound stuff, even 80-pounders on those little spin rods, we get them all day long.
The other thing I can see is if you're a guy that fishes with a bunch of different buds of all skill set, you know, 100%. Coming up to a foamer, it can full on give you buck fever, you know.
Oh,
I mean, like
no question.
Especially if you've been fishing hard all day, and there is your shot, and that fish is up and splashing around and going crazy, and you know, and you're trying to keep the boat off of them so that so that the fish stay up, and you need to make a long cast. Like, that will put put the most experienced guys to test.
Yep.
And you can put a spinning rod in any person's hand, and they're going to achieve the distance to get a bite. Dealing with the fish might be a whole other story, and again, you know, everything is pros and cons, but your guy is going to make the cast. So,
I'm going to say
that tool is not a bad thing to have.
AFCO spin strap. Got to have one of those on the boat.
We've got a couple of them under the seat.
Yeah.
So when you mess up, it definitely helps you recover from it.
Oh, yeah.
And a max. Oh, good.
When they're eating those little micro baits at the beginning of the season, you can't toss those with a conventional setup.
No.
You know, you get those things on a spinner, and you can use some heavier leader and actually get it into that foamer and delete it.
You can put heat to them. I mean, there's a lot of drag in those setups. It's just you're taking a lot of the abuse just the way the rod's set up and just not having that leverage. But, man, we don't leave the dock without it. I fish a lot of Florida guys. A lot of clients come out from Florida and stuff like that. And for them, I always, you know, three or four on the boat. They'll fish bait with it.
Okay.
Bait and a plunker bite, you know, with that finesse fishing stuff.
Sure.
Pretty good option.
The other thing you need to do is you need to be willing to invest the money in good spinning gear.
100%.
What I see a lot of times at the shop is, you know, a guy will buy a Trinidad or a Talica and spend, you know, $500 or $600 in a row. That's a lot of money. I'm not, in no way am I trying to pretend like that's not. But, I mean, a guy will have no problem buying a Trinidad for $500 or $600. But then, you know, the spinning, well, that's like my spare outfit. You know, I don't want to invest all the money. Like, it's more important to spend
because of the drag, right?
Just it's not the drag. Like
it's
that's almost the least important part of it, because you can make high drag pressures out of not the greatest reels. It's a lot more frame construction, the gears. It's the amount of torque that the reel is able to put. Like, you can get a ton of drag out of a lower end spinning reel, but what you can't do with it is turn the handle. And that's the biggest thing, because you don't have a rail rod now where you can drop it on the rail, let the rod load up, and then you just wind against the recoil of the rod. Like, you need to be doing the pulling and straight winding, and so having a reel that makes the torque and the power is, that's what the difference is. So spend the money, get a twin power. You know, you don't necessarily.
Yeah, twin
power
is not a Stella, but it's pretty darn good, right?
Pretty darn close. Yeah. And that's about the cost of all of our, you know.
And how much is a twin power?
It's
enough to handle.
It's the cost between a Trinidad and a Talic. It's $5 to $6 and change depending on what size you get. You know, 14,000 twin power for sure is capable of taking a triple-digit fish.
Okay. And there are some options that are even less money than that. Like,
sure.
You know, on one of the boats I run, they fish a Saragossa. Great reel.
Yeah.
Not super expensive. You know, I'm a pen guy. I fish those Slammer 4s. I don't think there's a better bang for the buck. They're a little heavier, but we've yet to break one.
Okay.
So you don't have to spend $1 million, but I would totally echo what Rick says, and it is. It's in that gearing, I assume.
Being able to turn the handle.
Being able to turn that handle, Randall, and it all happens inside the body of that thing. Drag is like, you know, but back in the day, 20 years ago, it was all about drag pressure.
Mm-hmm.
We've overcome that. I mean, the cheapest reels make great drag.
Yeah.
You know, having that torque and that lifting power really get it done. Not where you want to cheap out.
Yeah, totally.
For sure.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. A lot more great techs, a lot more with Yosef and Ali. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Rock Todd Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Kevin Kelly and the crew at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery. A 2520 XLD pilot house with a $25,000 discount, a 2510 walk around with a $23,000 discount, and a 2320 pilot house with a $15,000 discount, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Hey, this is Rosie from Cedro Sport Fishing. Cedro Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedro Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We are the only lodge to offer all of our guests a direct flight departing to the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge and first-class meals and service. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check out cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Don't give up on finicky fish and light bites. The secret to getting more bites is thinner leader for more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material has been proven all season long on finicky tuna as big as 100 pounds on 40-pound tests. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come see our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com. Oh, yeah, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, talking phones, all kinds of great info going on today, man. This is great.
We're sticking to the text today, so text the show. You have a question for Yosef or Ali, text the show via the Let's Talk Hookup app. You haven't downloaded the Let's Talk Hookup app. What's wrong with you? Come on.
Got
to
do it.
It's free, so just get on it, and you can listen to the show. You can text the show. You can listen to all of our archives, our podcasts, everything. We've pretty much eliminated Apple Podcasts and gone 100% to our app. So if you want podcasts, that's where you get them. You can download them, take them with you wherever you go on the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's free. It's easy. Get now, and you'll enjoy it for sure. A good one here that Arnie from Vista, who tried many times to get through on the phone this morning, so he related to the sure thing, and that is our app today. And he says, hello, Pete, Ricky, Ali, and Yosef. He's a question for Yosef. Do you handle refinancing? And then a question for Ali, do you accept photo stories from anglers of BD Outdoors? He says he loves local knowledge, and by the way, you and Rush interact really makes the show work great. So
that's awesome.
I agree with
that
for sure. So refinance, do you handle that?
I personally don't. I do the real estate side of things, but I can get you set up with one of my lenders.
The right
that can
guy.
Get you, yeah, the right guy that can get you refinanced, and we can get that done for you. No
so,
problem.
So just give you a call or go on the website?
Either way, yeah. 619-277-2169, or my main website is Cal Realty SD, like San Diego.
Okay.
And all my information's on there as well.
Okay, great. Or you can just do that SoCalHomeEval.com.
Yeah, my I believe my phone number's on there. That'll get you there as well.
And you can make message on that.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. You got it. Cool. What about you, Ali?
Was he talking about
photos and stories?
Yeah,
for
I mean, you, well, that stuff obviously gets posted in our forums all the time. But if you can really write and you've got a good story to tell, yeah, we're happy to post that stuff. So you can send that to info@bdoutdoors.com. We do have a lot of content that we have to publish, so please don't get your feelings hurt if we don't have the space or the time to
sure.
do it. But yeah, we've done plenty of reader stuff over the years. You know, somebody catches a cool catch or something weird or whatever, and they can write it up. Yeah, we appreciate that.
You have some great writers there.
You really
and really good people, too.
I think you're going to see, so there's been a lot of changes with BD lately. We've overhauled the website completely. We try to break everything down very regionally, and in the future, it'll actually detect or ask you where you're from. And so if you're in Florida, it's going to serve you Florida content. If you're in California, it's going to serve you California content.
So you won't get Florida content for your here? And
you will if you go looking for it, but it won't. You're basically going to have a home page, kind of like your Facebook wall is how we're going to serve that. And that's really the future of the web, is tailored content based on interest and geo-targeting. We also launched another thing just in the last couple of days called Directory. And I know you guys are probably familiar with, like, Coastal Angler, you know, like the magazine with all the local ads, or the log even with local, you know, bottom scrubber, tower maker, bait tank guys, whatever. So we're building out a directory of local services that apply to our guys depending on where you are. And then if you're an advertiser, like the Tackle Shop could be an advertiser, and you guys can come in and you can post in our forums. When somebody talks about a product that relates to you, eventually it'll contextually show, recommend you. Like if you're talking about fishing gear in San Diego, sure. Here comes Fisherman's Landing or here comes Dana Landing or whoever our partners are at the time. But we're just trying to bring more value to our audience, and we've got a lot of new products coming that way that are going to do that and really revolutionize stuff. We're focused. We've got new editorial staff. We really want to step up the level of our editorial, you know, more like we love Meat Eater. I know you guys don't hunt, but Stephen Ranella does a great job of – he is just the ambassador for hunting, and the stuff they write and put out is just awesome. So that's something that we're really trying to upgrade, the quality of our editorial. So we're not just a forum and have real, you know, magazine or better level content. So a lot of changes coming. Check out BD Outdoors, and man, we appreciate all your guys' support today.
Yeah. No, you guys are doing a fantastic job.
Thanks.
And it's movement. You've got so many different entities. How do you keep up with it all?
Oh, like I was saying, don't try to buy a house. Like 10 tax returns and all that. It's just been crazy. It's been crazy.
No kidding.
All right, well, let's keep rolling. We had some great questions roll through. This one is kind of for both of you guys. When Ali and Yosef roll up to a foamer, what is your go-to lure or popper setup? Also, what are the times? There are times when I cast, and I'm not sure if I should be casting into the school of bigger grade. How do you judge the size of the fish? Those are all from Sam and Irvine.
Hey, Sam. That's a really good question because, like we talked about earlier, you do not want to throw the wrong rig at the right fish. And it's a visual thing, man. I mean, you kind of know what's going to be in the area. It's not super often, although in the early season it does happen, where you're going to have 30s and 150s running together. Usually the bird of a feather rule kind of applies there. So we just try to judge as we're pulling up, and I'll yell at the guys what rig to grab. And I'm usually up in the tower when we're foamer fishing. I can get a good look at them. And one tip I would say is if they're foaming super intensely, I try to throw it right in the middle of the foamer and just get that instant reaction bite. If it's a lazy kind of rolling foamer, work the edges. For whatever reason, you get that lure out away from the fish, and you can work it through that clean water, I think. It'll get one guy fired, and he'll come out of that pack, and he'll eat it. And, you know, I see a lot of guys running into foamers and putting them down and smashing them or trying to troll spreader bars through them or all that. I still think, like we talked about earlier, nothing beats sneaking up on a foamer. I don't run into them at all. I've seen you guys out there, Ricky, do the same thing. I'm going trolling speed up into the foamer, and I'm going to put my angler so he can just reach the leading edge. Stay as far off of him as you can. A lot of times you can motor right into him and hook one fish, but I don't want to hook one fish. I want to hook five fish.
Right.
And if you stay on the edge and kind of work the edges of it, a lot of times that foamer will stay up until everybody on the boat's bent, and then throw some bait and see if you can get a couple more going on bait while your guys are pulling on them. You know, the running around, rushing into stuff, like, man, I think in offshore fishing in general, it's more a sneak-up approach on it works. So much better.
If you've hit up several in a row and haven't gotten a bite, like if you're fishing on a day when they're not in the mode to eat the paint off the bottom of the boat, I mean, the farther you can stay off, sometimes you just need to flat out get up above them and shut the boat off and just let them come through you. You know, when those bluefin don't want you around, God, they go down so. I mean, just the thought of you getting close, boom, the thing goes down. Like sometimes when they're in that mode, you just have to accept it and do whatever you can do. And sometimes that means positioning the boat three or four times and thinking they're going to come through you, and they don't. They go left, or they go right, or they go back, whatever. But that's what it takes to get a bite and just shut everything off and be quiet and wait until the opportunity presents itself.
Yeah.
Obviously, you can't do that when there's 20 other knuckleheads driving around. And, you know, sometimes you're forced to fish the school the way you wouldn't want to because, you know, somebody else isn't going to let it happen the way that it should. But given the opportunity that you've got the time, stealth is everything. It's always better than the opposite.
So let me ask you this. If you're out drifting a flyer and you have a bigger boat, a bigger boat, do you have the generator off? Do you have everything off? Do you have the motors off? Or does that matter when you're drifting a flyer on a kite way off the boat?
I don't know that it matters, but I generally, if I'm setting up a drift, I'm turning the motors off.
Turning everything
off. I mean,
off.
You know, if nothing else, you're saving hours on the engine.
Sure.
You know, and I'm trying to be stealthy. I have noticed a lot of times when I have fish piled up underneath the boat and I get guys slamming hatches and fish boxes and stuff, the marks go away. And I'm convinced that noise does radiate through the water.
Yeah.
So, like, when we're on them and we're not getting a bite, and I know we should, I tell the guys, I'm like, don't slam hatches, don't stomp around, don't be beating stuff up. Let's try to be a little bit stealthy here.
What about playing rock and roll?
We turn the music up.
Kind of tune, savage, right? Not yeah. savages.
Every, yeah, I mean,
it's usually gangster rap.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Wu Tang is pretty important when you're yeah. catching fish. Wu Tang or Led Zeppelin are absolutely known to make fish bite.
Yeah, so. No question.
All these infamous playlists.
Yeah. yeah.
All right.
Well, we had another great text. This one's just for the boys. Wondering if there's a solid Spectra that is softer than the rest, maybe a little easier on my fingers when I'm casting.
You guys might be
Super
able to talk
slick.
About that. Yeah,
no doubt.
Better
Super
than
8
me.
Slick from Power Pro is, especially on a spinning reel,
mm-hmm.
man, it works great because it lays a lot easier. It's much easier on your hands. And that the new Super 8 Slick, it's
Generation 2
Super 8 Slicks, even better than that before.
So it's
a solid.
Yeah, the majority of solid Spectras, they call them four carrier lines, and there's basically four strands that make up the weave. And then there are other, like, kind of, call them premium solid Spectras that are made up with 8 carriers, and that's what Super 8 Slick is. That's what it refers to. It's eight strands that make
instead
up the weave, and it's more round than a traditional is. So, I mean, any Power Pro will work for any situation, and you start to get to the point where you're picking little apples and oranges out of things. So don't feel like you need to swap what you're doing or change. But in general, if you were starting from scratch, a traditional, regular, original Power Pro, in my opinion, better line for kelp cutter rig. It's got more grit to it. When you roll it through your fingers, it's not soft like he's talking about. It's got some abrasion to it, and that's much better as a kelp cutter line. But if you're setting this rig up just for doing what we're talking about and casting a lure, you know, out of school, I love that Super 8 Slick.
Yeah.
It's just that. It's a much softer, slicker, round, very good casting Spectra line.
But that being said, even like Power Pro Hollow Ace or regular Power Pro is way better on your fingers than the lesser expensive brands.
For sure, yeah.
I mean, it's like night and day.
That's what I'm saying. If you've got original 80-pound Power Pro in your reel, 100% don't get rid of it. Don't change it. It the difference is, you know, is it better? Sure, but it is not, you know.
Yeah.
I fish Max Quattro a lot on, mm-hmm. You know, my like foamer setup is a Tranks 500, an 80-pound Max Quattro, mm-hmm. and sure that slick is a little more, it's a little softer, but I like the diameter that Max Quattro gives you. You get on the positive side, of 300 yards, which I feel comfortable with pulling on a big one.
Yeah. All right. Very good.
All right. Well, hey, let's continue with them. Lots of great text coming through. The next one we had says CCA challenge. Wanted to talk about the CCA charter challenge being on October 10, 11, and 12.
Right.
Just kind of wanting to get the word out, the fact that CCA rolling again next on the
right. And the Mustang out of Fisherman's Landing, it still has availability on that trip if you want to be a part of the CCA charter challenge. The other thing, while we're on that subject of CCA, is this whole crazy thing with the CARB. If you haven't signed that petition yet, the savefishing.com. I know BD Outdoors has been a big part of promoting that, Ollie. This is so important for every angler to sign that petition, because this could derail not only the sport fishing fleet, but every private boat.
It's already done it in other industries. I mean, this CARB stuff has absolutely crushed small trucking companies.
Yes.
Same thing. They were picked on first,
right.
You know, and they made guy that's just barely scraping by with fuel prices what they are right now, and as competitive as that stuff is, and, you know, forcing him to go buy a whole new fleet of trucks, it just doesn't pencil, you know. And on the sport boat side, we just don't have that option. I mean, they're looking for level 5, and we're at level 3. Like, we're just going to skip, you know, a whole phase of emissions. I mean, I'm a private boat guy. I know Ricky's primarily and Pete, but, like, the value of the sport fishing fleet to Southern California, I think, is, unless you're in the industry like we are, it's wildly underestimated.
Yeah.
I mean, this is every single one of us grew up and cut our teeth on a half-day boat.
Right.
And if that doesn't happen, what happens? You know, where does my nephew go fishing if I'm not around to take him on a private boat? Or where do so many of these kids that just, you know, can round up $50? I mean, when I was a kid, I think it was $12 to go on a half-day. me and my brother would mow lawns or, you know, hound our parents or whatever, and then just to get on the boat.
Did you used to have to pay for Ali?
Yeah, most of the time I was the worker bee.
I'm more of a management
Ali had the idea, Ali had the idea of mowing lines. Yosef went ahead and got that done, and then they both went fishing.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Somebody has to wear a tie.
Well, do you think of how much these half-day boats keep these kids entertained and keep them out of trouble? You know, fishing is the greatest thing for kids that you could ever get them into.
Absolutely. Look at you and your kid.
Yeah, my gosh. We're crazy about it. You know, it runs through my veins.
So
and
great.
The past 2 years, I can't tell you how hard it's been not to go out once a week, you know, with Ollie or on my own boat and go tackle these bluefin, but
it's
work comes first, you know.
I hear you.
I mean, 90% of our fishing happens, or maybe more, on a party boat. And that's like something I have to explain to the Florida people. Like, we're the minority when we're out there running around in a private boat. It's, I mean, the fleet is everything. It's the heritage and the history of our sport. We can't have it taken away.
Think about the 100,000 plus kids that have been taken with Captain Rallo's kids at Sea Friends of Rallo. I mean, that won't happen if this goes through.
And I mean, and that's a small number compared to how many kids are stepping on a boat every single day up and down the coast.
But these are kids that have never seen the ocean sometimes, never seen a dolphin, never seen any of that. All that would go away.
It's the first
step. So that's how critical this is. Safe fishing, safefishing.com. And I know you have content on BD Outdoors about it.
Yeah, we've got several articles about it if you want to read about it. And I know guys are talking about it in the forums. I mean, it seems hard to envision that actually happening with there's just so many lives on
reality.
The line and livelihoods and all that.
That's what they said about the MPAs.
Exactly what I was going to say, man. These guys are organized and they have a lot of money and a lot of, you know, resources behind them, and we need the community to come out and beat the drum and make sure that we don't lose our sport fishing.
And this is just such an inappropriate ask. Franker City said it so good when he was on here before. Like, the sport boats are very compliant and have been on upgrading emission. You know, I mean, there's programs put into place, and the fleet has, you know, has year after year been upgrading the cleaner emission. So every time repower options come available, those guys are doing, and all of a sudden it went from everybody doing as good as they possibly could to, well, now the ask is something that truly doesn't exist. You know, the tier 5 motors and the horsepower ratings that our boats need literally do not exist. It's not a possibility.
Exactly. And also, I want to thank Al Barker from CCA Inland Empire. He wants to mention, too, that they're having their CCA banquet October 2nd from 5 to 9 at the Akuma facility in Ontario. So everybody's welcome to come, purchase tickets, support that. Don't forget the CCA golf tournament at the end for the Orange County chapter is going to be at the end of October, October 28th, I believe. I know a lot of notables are going to be golfing in that. And so if you want to go, it's going to be a real fun event. All of that information is available at ccacalifornia.org if you want more on that.
All right. Well,
you have another quick one there?
Yeah, we can roll a quick one. This just for two guys that spent a bunch of time going to Baja. Very simple question. What's the best, if you could pick one, what's the best trolling lure for yellows and tunas up and down the Baja coast?
Ooh. I mean, you guys know what I'm going to say. That DTX minnow, it is ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's really... How does a new lure come out and become the best-selling Wahoo lure in the world?
Beat one that's been all around forever.
They're just tough, man. Tough, tough lures. And I don't know what they did different, but they definitely catch fish.
And they swim well.
They do. And they're tough, which, you know, I appreciate. When you catch multiple fish, you're not having to go through a bunch of lures. And there's other great options out there from other guys, but I feel like right now that's the one.
For 20 years of working in a tackle store, a Marauder was the number one trolling lure. I couldn't even tell you the last time I sold a Marauder because of those DTX. They just work. They work really good.
They do.
Honestly, one of my favorite things to run that's kind of like pulling the rabbit out of the hat is using the old-style soft spreader bars, like the old Archer bars.
Okay.
Hoochie bars. Those things get bit like nothing else, you know? Especially when the fish are around, or you're even looking for them.
Small squids, big squids.
I like the smaller stuff. Just depends on the size of the fish that's around, though, too.
Yeah.
You get 20-pound yellowfin around, and you run those small soft spreader bars, man, and they just blow them up.
I
you know.
I got to throw one last one in there, and it's just the regular one that you've had forever, plain cedar plug.
Plain cedar plug.
It's just like, it's got to be in the mix also.
Yeah, and the one, you know, the one you've been touting on Fish Dope, that new Promar cedar plug daisy chain, that thing's been getting bit.
Deadly.
Yeah.
Deadly.
Wicked.
Yeah,
that is. That's a great lure.
Nicely done by Promar, by the way.
When you're talking, I think when you're talking yellows, you know.
Right, yeah, no, you're right.
I like a plug, but for tuna, I remember when the cedar plug came out. It was the first year it came out here, the first year the albacore came back, and I was going to go catch my first albacore, and it was the hottest lure. And I look at the tackle shop, I'm like,
"You gotta be kidding!"
This is like that Budweiser beer can lure or something like that. I literally thought somebody was messing with me, and we took those things out, went offshore on the Islander where I caught my first yellow or first albacore. I'll never forget it, and that thing stopped the boat. I mean, it looked like a joke, and now here it's just like you don't.
Everybody's got to have them.
I have five of them on the boat. I have five new ones on the boat at any time. Rigging gets weird or whatever, trash it and throw another one out. It's.
You know what's funny is you run those new fancy cedar plugs that are all painted up and everything, and then you run a wood one next to it. You know, old school. And it seems like the
that's
wood
the one
gets
that gets
two to one.
Every time. Yeah. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including who's getting themselves a FishDope.com membership. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zest vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at cutwaterspirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California, no one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Talk hookup. All right, Tom, the big winner getting the FishDope.com year membership via the text, Gary in Lawndale. Gary, congratulations. Yeah. You got yourself a one-year membership to FishDope.
He put it, I put a note. Ricky put it out there that that you got to put your phone number in the text, right? So Gary put the text.
You got it, man. Well, Gary was picked. We just pulled a random one that had numbers in it. That was it. Gary, you're the man. Congratulations.
Yeah. Congratulations. And what a great show. Guys, the brothers, right? It's really cool to have fun with it. And, of course, you know, we talk fishing. We don't talk a lot of real estate. But, you know, Yusuf, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, buy some real estate, talk about real estate, how do we do it?
Give me a buzz or a text, 619-277-2169. If you would like to know the value of your house with no obligation, hop on to SoCalHomeEval, that's EVAL.com.
All right. Very good. Thanks. And BD Outdoors, of course, and local knowledge.
Fish dope, whatever. Jump
fish
in
dope.
There, check us out.
Yeah. Go, all of the above. That you have your own websites. Keep up the great, great job.
Thanks for having
on all
us.
That.
Always
thank you, guys.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Tomorrow morning on Let's Talk Hookup, Kevin Nakata, the Sea Samurai, will be here. We'll be talking some fishing, I guarantee you that. Tomorrow morning, 7 to 9. Thanks to Christian. Thanks to Adam. See you tomorrow right back here on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.